Praise the Lord. This is Jocelyn Richard, and I'm going to be reading Jeremiah 31, about the 1 through 5th verse. At that time, declared the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they will be my people. This is what the Lord says. The people who survive the sword will find favor in the wilderness. I will come to give them rest to Israel. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I will build you up, and you, virgin Israel, will be rebuilt. Again you will take up your tambourines and go out to dance with the joyful. Again you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruit. So far the scriptures. Thank you for listening to God's word. Oh, wow. And you will go out to dance with the joyful. Again, you will take up your timbrels and go out to dance with the joyful. You ever need a do-over? You ever did something and it just, you messed it up. You messed it up. You got egg all over your face. And the whole world sees your blooper. And you're embarrassed and you're ashamed. And rightfully so. You deserve to be embarrassed. You deserve to be ashamed and ridiculed. You might even deserve to be put in jail for your mistake. But God says you can do over. You can do it over. And more importantly, he's going to do it over in you. He's going to rebuild you. He's going to give you a second chance for that dream, a second chance to have renewed passion. You know, a lot of times as adults, we always say, you know, every now and then we say, oh, if I could do that over, you know, if I could do that again, what I did when I was 21, with the wisdom and knowledge that I know now at 46, oh, I know I would be successful. I know I would be better. I know I could redeem and recoup the mess that I made. Well, God says that he can do that. He can do that with us. He can give us a second chance to do it again, to rebuild us, not just with the wisdom and the understanding that now, and maybe even the purity, because sometimes the messes that we made were because we were not in Christ, and we were living a worldly life. But now that we have Christ, now that we have wisdom, now that we have God, he's going to let us do it again. He's going to rebuild us again, fresh and anew. And what's going to happen is we're going to take up an instrument of praise, a percussive instrument, and we're going to dance and dance with joy. Now, why dance? Why dance? I bet you I'm talking to a bunch of dancers this morning. Oh, dance is a wonderful dancer who, not, I don't know if she ever was a Christian. She's not with us anymore. She said dance is the art that moves man's soul. It's the art that most moves man's soul. Dance is something that everyone can do and everyone loves to do. Dance is an expression of joy, of excitement. Sure, it's an art form that people go to school and study, and us as worship leaders, we study it, we take classes, we study the Bible about it, but dance is so fundamental to the human experience. I mean, little babies who can't barely walk, I mean, they're just learning how to balance on 2 feet. They dance right away. They dance before they run. They dance. You see them excitement. And even older people who are wobbly, they have to dance. There's ballroom dancing. There's folk dance. There's ballet. There's jazz. There's worship dance, liturgical dance. We love to move. We love to look at dance. Why? Because dance says to your body the joy that's going on in your heart. Dance says to your body the joy that's going on in your mind, in your spirit. Dance tells your body that joy, even in the situation that you have, is not built up yet like it needs to be or you want it to be. In the future, there's a dance. So your mind sees the dance ahead of the dance. So your body starts to dance. Your body starts to move. Dance is a universal way of joy, universal expression of joy. Dance says that joy is happening now and the party is on. And there's no more mourning, but only excitement. We cultures have universal dances that they use for birth, for harvest, for weddings. What are birth, harvest, and weddings? It's life. Dance means life is happening. So dance, dance. God has given you a dance. God has given you the ability to dance. To dance with joy, to dance with grace, to dance with power. So dance, dance. Even if you don't feel like it, dance. Because as you dance, you will begin to feel like it and you will begin to rejoice on the inside and you will see God rebuilding you. You will see God doing it again. In you. So dance, dance. Pick up that tambourine and dance. Dance like a new bride. And this scripture says you would dance, O virgin of Israel. Now, Israel was not a virgin. Israel did some bad stuff. Israel had been tainted. A virgin is a woman or a man who hasn't been with their housemate yet. They're untouched. They don't know. They don't even know about the intimacy of that act. They don't know about that. They're clean. So Israel was not a virgin because Israel had known much sin and much debauchery. But God called them a virgin because he's going to give them new life. It's like a new bride, and we're going to dance, and we can dance like a new bride. So be encouraged this morning that God is giving you a second chance to do it over because he is building you. So take up that tambourine and dance, 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 dance.